So once again, I want to thank everybody for coming out. And we got a pretty good group of activist veterans here. And first up, we have Stephen Mandley. He is a U.S. Army National Guard, and he's pretty active here in the Massachusetts scene. Stephen?
Hi, thank you for coming out. My name is Stephen Mandley. I am the president and founder of Veterans Alternative Healing Incorporated. And what we focus on is getting the cannabis culture together with the veteran community community and get them joined in, because I feel like we understand the same things of taking care of people and being there for everyone that needs help, and not just special people, just everybody. So we're trying to get the view on cannabis to be better than the view on just doing what your doctor tells you, taking the medicine your doctor's telling you to do, because that leads down to a road of just wanting to die and actual death. So much to the point, it's an epidemic in America right now. It's a huge epidemic in Massachusetts. So we like to take veterans and get them out, get them to the referrals, talking to other like-minded veterans so they feel more comfortable in making their own choice, even if it's not a choice that's not popular. And it's still just as much a stigma on cannabis as opioids, which makes no sense to me. So we like to get the veterans together, and at the same time, we do like to go to the State House and represent veterans and cannabis there, and represent the cannabis community. Let them know that, you know, you didn't know me for 10 years because I didn't leave my house. I was on medicine that I just wanted to be in my room. I would not take a shower for weeks at a time. I would not even leave my house or yard for weeks at a time. And this isn't, it's real. It's all of us up here to prove it. So yeah, just try to be as active as you can. Don't say there's nothing you can't do. Give it a shot and see what happens.
Hi, my name is Mike Weider. I am a former United States Marine. I was in the Marine Corps for 11 years. I'm from Philadelphia. I run Pennsylvania Veterans for Medical Marijuana, and I also am a photographer, and I started a photo project called Operation Overmed, which was, it depicted veterans who were addicted to pills just like I was. I was on 40 different pills over a period of 5 years, all prescribed by the VA, opiates, benzos, antidepressants, you name it, I was on it, and as most of these vets up here probably were too. And we've all decided to start using cannabis to take our lives and our health care into our own hands, because the VA isn't doing the right thing by vets. So Operation Overmed was a photo essay that depicted veterans who were addicted to pills and started using cannabis instead and decided to throw the pills away. And you know, now we have saved our own lives, and now we're fighting for other vets across the country to do the same thing. And that photo essay actually gained a lot of traction and made a lot of vets reach out and talk about this, and it started a conversation. So that's what we need to do here, is start a conversation about veterans and cannabis, because it's still a stigmatized thing. And, you know, the VA's go-to is always going to be the moneymaker, which is Big Pharma. And, you know, we need to change that. The VA needs to start recommending cannabis for patients, and that's why we need to reschedule or deschedule and, you know, just get rid of all this crap around cannabis and just start doing it, you know? So thanks a lot for coming, and see you soon.
Hi, I'm Neek Pichette. I was in the United States Marine Corps during Desert Storm. I did not leave stateside. I do not have combat experience, but I did experience the Corps. When I was in the Corps, I developed a significant eating disorder and exercise addiction that, being on a base with a ratio of 10 to 1, 10 men to 1 woman, I used it by working out tremendously, and in turn ended up fighting bulimia and anorexia for most of my life. I was hospitalized at the VA. I do have to say that there were some positives out of it, because they helped me gain a sense of remission, but I also came out of the VA very highly medicated. After that journey, that was around 2004, 2005, and 2011 was diagnosed with breast cancer for the first time. I opted for a mastectomy. There was no traditional medication. I was allergic to tamoxifen, which is a hormone which caused me to feel suicidal. So I opted not to take the tamoxifen, and I had a 4% chance that my cancer was going to come back, in which it did in 18 months. 2013, I was re-diagnosed, and I started my battle with breast cancer again, this time with chemotherapy, radiation, and I was allergic to all the antiemetics, the nausea medications, and some of the traditional meds for the side effects of my chemotherapy. And that's when I had started a blog on Facebook, and people started dropping on my page all this information about cannabis, in which I was afraid to start because my profession, I'm a nurse, and at the time I was a director of nursing. But illness has a way of making you look at things a lot differently, and that's how I got into the world of cannabis. So as a veteran, as a nurse, as a two-time breast cancer survivor, I'm off all traditional medication, and all I use right now is cannabis. I've been in remission right now for 34 months, and my only fear is, again on Friday, I was denied employment because my test came back positive for THC. So this is another struggle that I'm going to be going out there to try to help other nurses and veterans that are using cannabis as medicine, that if we are in the Department of Health, Massachusetts regulated program, why cannot we cannot work? Yet my coworker can be using opiates at the nurse's station, and that's okay. Thank you.
Hi, everybody. Good afternoon. And thank you all for being here. And I truly am honored because this is a year that you guys are all going to make a difference. We're making a difference this year. I want you guys to understand the importance. Listening to Monique's story, Mike and Steve's, I am a physician. I'm a primary care physician. I'm an occupational medicine physician. And I'm proud to say I'm a cannabis therapeutic specialist. And I can honestly say my name is not attached to any opioids for at least 8 years.
Yeah.
And I don't take insurance. I don't work for a university. I don't work for a hospital. I don't get Medicare dollars. The only people that I get paid from is my patients. And I love what I do. And I came here 2 years ago, and I was not able to say, you know, I'd say, oh, I'm a family doc, Achman. That's how I approach cannabis. And you talk about stigma. Now, I proudly say, I'm a cannabis therapeutic specialist, and I'm a family doc in Achman, and my medicine that I recommend kills nobody.
Yeah.
Nobody dies from my medicine that I give my patients. I was one of those doctors that wrote those prescriptions. I was a patient that received these medications. And I am proud to say cannabis is not an entrance drug. It is an exit drug from pharmaceuticals and narcotics. And each one of these people have talked about this. We should say it's not for everybody. I also say that. Cannabis is not for everybody, but it should be a first-line option, not the last resort. And three factoids that we'll talk about today, but we're talking about it, and I'm so proud for each of you guys to be here. Thank you very much. And make sure you register to vote and get your vote out there.
Hi, my name's Ellen Brown, and I'm an Air Force veteran. I am the founder of Sensimia Seminars, and I also work with the New England Veterans Alliance. What I hope to do is to educate, to empower everyone to be their own best advocate. I think it's so important that our veterans know that there is an alternative to opioids, and that's cannabis. I did not deploy, but a lot of my friends did, and when they came home, they were absolutely being overprescribed, and I was the one who had to sit them down and let them know that cannabis was an option. And who am I? I need Dr. Uma. We need doctors. We need to get cannabis back in the U.S. pharmacopoeia. And the way we're going to do that is by empowering each other and making sure that we educate each other so that we can work as a force, because the VA needs to hear us, the Department of Public Health needs to hear us, the United States needs to hear us, that these are changes that needs to happen because it's going to benefit the lives of our veterans.
Hi, my name is Kyle Correo. I served in Iraq in 2003 with 2nd Cav, U.S. Army. Got out in 2004. A couple years ago, I got really sick of all the medication the VA was trying to stuff down my throat, so I moved to California. I've been growing and making hash out there for 2 years. I just cut down my second season. I make hash for shops. I also own a large rosin press, so I've been crushing rosin. A lot of my hash I sell as cheap as I can for people with edibles and stuff. And I mean, I gave a speech yesterday, and I love what's happening with the laws here, and some things that we can do to encourage, positive, moving forward in that. Break the law. If you have somebody that's sick, has cancer, epilepsy, kids, don't make any concessions. For the law, break the law. If it's going to save somebody's life, just do it. And the VA, the endless dealings with the VA for veterans, it just needs to stop. Like, people that even vaguely ask for cannabis or a recommendation needs to just get it. When the floodgates open and the feds legalize in a couple of years, like, people that are doing small grows and taking care of their stuff, like Paul Brennan that was speaking earlier, and Rob over here, we're all going to be... It's going to be phased out by Walmart. We're going to be getting paid $10 an hour to do labors that took us 15 years to figure out. It's just mass bureaucracy at its finest. I really love what's happening here with the laws, and as nice as the police have been the past couple of years, like, thanks to Chris Foy and a couple others at MassCan, we got a lot to be thankful for here in Massachusetts. Really do. Thank you very much.